Located in the center of the Tongass, the Petersburg Ranger District is losing the equivalent of about 7 full-time jobs this fiscal year. That makes a total of 13 fewer positions since the reorganization started in 2006. So far, Petersburg Ranger Chris Savage says the district has been able to avoid laying off actual employees.
When this started in October of 2006, we had close to 50 positions on the district. With this target organization, we will be looking at about 38 positions on the district. So over time, through retirements, not filling behind vacancies, shifting job duties, and also we've picked up some zoning responsibilities with Wrangell, we've been able really to keep the impacts to a minimum here on the district.
Petersburg also has a separate office for the employees who work under the Tongass-wide forest supervisor. That office has actually had an increase of 7 positions between 2006 and 2007, bringing the workforce up to about 56 people. But the supervisor's office is now cutting 11 of those positions this year. For the community of Petersburg as a whole, including the district and supervisor's office, it all adds up to a net loss of about 7 full-time jobs in town. Savage says the community has been fortunate compared to some other areas on the Tongass over the past few years.
Some of the numbers here show, you know, minus 10 in Wrangell, you know, Ketchikan reduced 20 positions. I know Prince of Wales was close to 35 positions for both Thorne Bay and Craig. So definitely Petersburg weathered the storm pretty well.
In Sitka, the Forest Service's target numbers for 2008 show 55 full-time equivalent positions for the community. That's a net loss of roughly 23 jobs since 2006. Some of the Tongass jobs have already been cut, and some are in the process of being cut under the implementation plan approved last month by the Forest Service and the Federal Employees Union. It includes an effort to match affected employees up with open positions that are not being cut. Sitka Forest Service worker Ken Dinsmore is president of the National Federation of Federal Employees, Local 251, and is involved in the reorganization process.
We go through each position on the Tongass, check on its transition from the current status into the target organization, and see if there's a match. In other words, if there's a position that's funded and an employee who fits that position, that person will be moved into that position.
Dinsmore says there will be employees who do not have a job under the target organization, though it's too early in the process still to say how many will remain unemployed.
The process that we've negotiated is fairly detailed, but we hope to be able to place as many people as we can into positions within the commuting area that they currently reside, so we don't have impacts to the communities and the people.
Dinsmore says workers are anxious as the process continues. Some know whether they'll have a job and some don't yet.
And I know, having got into this process here in the last couple of days, there'll be some challenges to place people and try to use attrition and still be able to place people without losing jobs. There's going to be some impacts to that nature.
The cuts to staff numbers, facilities, and other reductions reflect a major drop in congressional funding. Forest managers have been projecting a 30% cut to the Tongass budget by 2010. The cuts at the Tongass and district levels do not include the Forest Service's Alaska Regional Office, which is mainly staffed in Juneau. Dinsmore says, though, there is a national effort underway to reduce regional office staff by 30% as well, which he says will have a major impact on Juneau. According to Petersburg District Ranger Chris Savage, the biggest reduction in the Tongass budget correspond to the biggest programs.
The biggest impacts that occurred on the forest as well as on the districts were in engineering funding, facilities funding, and timber funding.
With fewer employees, Savage says he expects the agency will take longer and be able to complete fewer projects. As far as facilities funding, the agency is considering whether to combine some of its offices. For instance, in Petersburg, the Ranger District employees are housed in the downtown Federal Building, while Tongass-wide supervisor staff work in the Harris Building, a converted business and warehouse a few miles away. The agency is looking at the possibility of moving all of its Petersburg employees to the Harris Building. Savage says there are similar issues in a few communities on the Tongass?
Well, currently we're looking at all three communities that have both a district office and a supervisor's office to see what kind of cost savings there could be with the facilities. So both Ketchikan, Sitka, and Petersburg are looking at what opportunities we have for co-locating as well as reducing costs. So right now for Petersburg, there's a feasibility study to see if it's even feasible to look at upgrading that building to handle both the district and the supervisor's office.
However, a move to the Harris building is just a possibility. Savage says there have been some problems with that building, which was remodeled and expanded to accommodate the Forest Supervisor's office. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.